Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Hi, welcome to the program. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Anderson out today. So, look, game week, we move closer to openers for Michigan and Michigan State. But obviously, overnight, the Sign Stealer Netflix documentary was released and had a chance to watch it this morning. I will give you my evaluation of it. And what is new and what is interesting in this. We'll start with this. I mean, the whole thing isn't good. The optics aren't good. Wish it never happened. I get some people don't care, and some of those people were in the documentary. But it did. And then the question is, all right, what is the fallout? What is the significance? What is the fallout of this story? And I think this, the Sign Stealer documentary, I think it was clear when the NCAA gave Michigan the notice of allegations, and it came before Sign Stealer came out. I would imagine that the NCAA was pretty up to date on what the content of that was, and that's why they felt comfortable going with the notice of allegations before this documentary got released. There isn't a particularly new ground broken in the eyes of the NCAA. As far as people are concerned, if you've been keeping up on the story, there's a few things that are new. But if you have not been keeping up on the story, everything's new, and it's definitely a recap. I mean, it is definitely, there is a lot of stuff. It's like, to me, it was like 90 to 95% all stuff that we already knew and kind of already lived through. But when the NOA, the notice of allegations, which is probably the most important thing that Michigan is dealing with right now, is okay, what did your investigation reveal? And what are the actual allegations? What did your investigation find? And that is sort of their reality, okay? There is wild speculation out there, okay? Absolutely wild that at this point seems like it's nothing more than that. Wild and crazy stuff. If there's evidence to look at things deeper, I think, sure, go for it. But at this point, it's amazing how much stuff is out there. The reality is what Michigan is looking at is the NOA. As far as this whole thing, Jim Costa said this morning, and I think it was wise, it's probably not going to change anybody's mind. They went through Connor's background. He started at Navy. He walked in and said he wanted to help coach. And it was suggested by a member of the staff. He tried to decipher opponent signs in his first game was against Ohio State, and he said it wasn't that hard as he was on the Navy sideline. Then he went to a coach's clinic. That Jim Harbaugh put on. He met Chris Partridge, who was a linebacker coach, asked if he could help. They said yes. At some point, I'm sure there was some vetting, but there clearly wasn't enough. I mean, there clearly wasn't enough as to what this guy, you know, might be capable of. He claims, you know, when he started, that Michigan was at the bottom of the totem pole in the intelligence operations. And, you know, he kind of described how he went about his strategy for stealing signs. And at this point, as you're going through this thing, the 21 season, the 22 season, and the 23 season, they haven't even mentioned accusations that they might be doing it. He might be doing it through means that would wander into gray areas in the NCAA rulebook. But the story breaks. Michigan immediately confiscates his phone and computer. He lawyers up. Michigan wants to hold a hearing with him, and his attorney advises him not to show up, so he doesn't. And, you know, the story goes on as to sort of all the fallout, what he was feeling at the time. And, I mean, at the end, he concludes, I wouldn't change a thing. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I could say that if I were in his shoes, that he wouldn't change a thing. But it recapped all the reporting on how he got there. And, you know, the part that was that came across as a little sketchy is, right, Connor and the buddy, specifically the buddy of his that apparently was bought tickets to go to a game, kind of smiling, saying, no, I didn't do it, with a, you know, wink and a nod. But it, I mean, the most important thing I get back to from a Michigan perspective, all right, from Michigan football's perspective, the most important thing is the NOA, the notice of allegations. And, you know, this Netflix documentary hasn't done something that is, you know, probably the nuclear result, which would be that the coaches were involved, that the coaches were either instructing him or knew what he was up to. And the Netflix documentary doesn't conclude that. The NCAA's notice of allegations doesn't conclude that. And as far as the possibility of, you know, the worst sanctions against the program, that's where there hasn't been that tie. Now I know there's going to be people say, you can't tell me. And whether it's me that's telling you, hey, it's the NCAA telling you, it's ESPN reporters telling you, now it's the Netflix documentary telling you, but that's the reality of what's on Michigan's plate right now. And then there was a lot of implications in this documentary. I mean, it is absolutely implied a lot that Ohio State was the one that blew the whistle on Michigan. They mentioned Ryan Day's brother, who's got a private investigation service. There's the reporter that was all over this from the Washington Post, who was at Boston College the same time Ryan Day was, although he says, you know, the first time I found out Ryan Day was at Boston College is when people started linking those two together when the story broke, which is fine. And then there's Dan Wetzel, who's been, look, Dan Wetzel and the Yahoo guys, as you follow all the reporting and you talk to people, they don't really run with rumors over there. And, you know, Wetzel said, look, we FOIA'd other schools. There are other schools doing this. But he didn't name them. And the reason he didn't name them is because my guess is, even though he's got those FOIAs, it doesn't mean that they were buying tickets for people to sit in seats. Other schools are buying tickets for people to sit in seats, just like Stallions is accused of doing. But he didn't name names because he needs to corroborate that they actually were doing this, because Dan's a really good reporter. But you know, time may tell on that one, and time may tell on if through illegal means. And that was the one thing that Stallion's team said to the NCAA is, how was this information obtained? How was Connor's, because they think his computer was hacked. Was it hacked illegally? But again, it's not a great story. If you're a huge Michigan fan, you probably want it to go away, but there's nothing particularly new other than seeing Connor testifying to the NCAA and being evasive. He was absolutely evasive. And that's the part that, you know, that is breaking news to us. It's not to the NCAA, because obviously they were the ones conducting the interview. Well, Kang, any thoughts?
It's also, I think, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm sure a lot of people haven't watched it yet because it just came out at midnight or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you get to hear and see Connor talk. That's completely new. So this whole process, we never really, as a public, you know, never got to hear him and say anything. First of all, did you watch it in one sitting, Doug? You didn't do chapters like you normally do? You
no,
weren't folding
I watched
laundry?
It all. I watched it all
you weren't working
sitting.
Out? You weren't, you know, painting or something? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
This really had your attention then.
Yep. I knew it was going to be talked about, so I was up early today.
And two, surprisingly, you don't think Michigan and Michigan State fans will come to an agreement after watching this Netflix
doc,
right?
I know how this goes, yeah. Right? I mean, there's
one's opinion is going to be changed.
No, I'm suspecting that's the case.
I do want to ask you on the notice of allegations, though. I know your type of personality is like, hey, if I did something wrong, take my punishment right now. Let's get it over and done with. The way this thing is playing out right now, it looks like this could drag on for a while. How do you feel about that?
So, look, I would imagine that right now that they are starting the process of, can we just negotiate a resolution? Which they tried to do a year ago when they suspended Jim Harbaugh out of the gate and the NCAA wanted more. So I'm going to guess that they're trying to negotiate a resolution. They've got, 120 days before they have to respond. So Michigan's going to bunker down And unless the NCAA, there are more leaks out of the NCAA, I don't think we're going to get any fresh news on this for quite some time. But I don't know that those things happen quickly, but it's also how motivated is the NCAA? Are they happy with their pound of flesh with Jim Harbaugh? Or do they want people at Michigan to be held accountable, more people at Michigan to be held accountable? And they have to deal with an accusation that the institution wasn't cooperative. Now, is it the institution as a whole? Is it specific individuals? There are two times that Charlie Baker, once at point early in the process, said Michigan was cooperating. And recently I had a source that's not a Michigan employee tell me that, yeah, Michigan's absolutely cooperating, but they need to, I would imagine that there is going to be a negotiation process right now with the NCAA to just try and come to a conclusion and wrap this up. And it may result in a suspension. It may not, but if you're Michigan, look, I've seen these things play out before, you know, in covering Michigan athletics. When something bad happens, the sooner, whatever it is, and maybe they have come clean with everything that they know, and they're still being accused of being evasive, but this, and the sooner you come clean, the sooner you can wrap it up, and the sooner you can move on. That rollover for Michigan basketball that happened in the early 90s hung over that program for like 6 years. 6 years. Now, things have changed a lot in that players aren't as scared to go to a school that is facing sanctions because they can transfer right away if they want to. They can absolutely just leave right away. Well, before they were more binding and they were like, well, I don't want to go to a place that's hit with some probation. So I don't, you know, it doesn't impact programs the same way it did investigations, same way it did back then. But I still think you want the quickest resolution on this thing. But there you go. It's all there for you to watch, for people who saw it. If you have any comments, questions, feel free. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of this coming up.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.